Hey, friends.
Hello. Hey, I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. I know we did. I ate and then slept and then ate some more.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much a given. I wonder if everybody's refrigerator looks like ours, where it's all full of nothing but like tinfoil.
Yeah. I wonder if everybody's tired of turkey yet.
I didn't eat much turkey.
I didn't either. I think it's just kind of a Thanksgiving rule that you have to make one.
Yeah.
Of course, I wanted nachos for Thanksgiving.
I would. Maybe we can talk about that next year.
Because you told me no this year.
I didn't tell you no.
You did.
I think you're exaggerating.
I'm not. Also, Black Friday was today. Did anybody go shopping?
I'm sure a lot of people did.
I didn't see any fights today. I know that.
So. I read about some. Oh, and I just read about a shooting at a mall in North Carolina.
Huh.
Yeah.
Today was Black Friday. You told me that earlier, and it didn't click with me that there was a shooting and it was Black Friday.
Yeah.
Wow.
People really wanted those DVDs.
You know what? Somebody today tried to take an Xbox out of a cart that I saw. Y'all, don't go crazy on Black Friday. That's a mess. Anyway, so tonight is a good one.
Is it?
Yes, it is. I have worked really hard on this one just because I feel like I really need to get this one right and get all the facts out there. And I'm just really excited about this one. Also, we are actually doing Annalise Michel, and I hope I said her name correctly. Her name's Annalise Michel, and she was actually the inspiration for the movie The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Oh, hell. That movie scared the living shit out of me.
Which, that movie is near and dear to my heart, because when Troy and I were dating, we would watch that movie, and our date night movie was The Exorcism of Emily
Rose. That movie scared the shit out of me.
It did, especially that part when she's doing that freaking back bend.
Yeah, and then when she's in the hospital and the lightning in the background shows like...
Yeah, all those faces and stuff. Yes, guys, if y'all haven't watched The Exorcism of Emily Rose, it's really good. It's not really like the real story, which it never is. But it is loosely based on this girl. And this girl...
She went through hell.
She did go through some hell. And literally. We're going to... Yeah, literally. But we're going to go through it all. I don't know if this will turn into two episodes. It may, just because I want to get all of it out there.
Wait, didn't you look all this stuff up after we watched the movie, too?
I did. I've been into this for a long time.
Wasn't it like the real person from Germany or something?
Yeah.
Ha! See?
Look at you.
I remember.
And you remember, like, my sister and I were looking, we were watching the videos and stuff. Not actually the videos, it was the voice clips from it. And, which actually, fun fact, those were never supposed to be released. And slowly they've started trailing out. So you can actually go on YouTube and put her name in. And if you go on Instagram, you'll see how to spell it. I'll put it on there. And you can listen to some of the voice clips of her yelling at the priest while she was possessed.
Not me.
You already heard some while I was doing research.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going
to... You kept looking over at me like, what is she listening to?
I'm not. Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, since this is such a long one, let's dive on in.
Wow.
What?
Nothing. Carmen, bro.
Stop it.
Speaking of...
I was about to ask you.
Oh, my gosh. You have got to check out the new South Park movie.
Yes.
They're adults.
Yes.
It is really good. You'll enjoy it.
I actually wanted to watch it another time after we watched it the first time. It's so good. I loved it. And Cartman cracks me up.
Cartman's kids crack me up.
Fuck you, Kyle. That should be your new catchphrase. Fuck call. Okay, let's dive on into this. And y'all, Troy told me to quit saying fuck on here. So I'm trying to find anything I can just to say it to see what he says when I do.
You need to stop.
go. The story of Annalise Michel. So.
Trashy.
Stop it. Annalise grew up in Bavaria, West Germany in the 60s. She was a very devout Catholic. And.
Well, there you go.
It's always the Catholics, right? Y'all, I'm not making fun of Catholics. I went to Catholic school, so we're good there. Annalise was 16 when one day at school, she blacked out and began walking around in a daze. And all the students said it was like a trance-like state. A year later, she woke up in a trance and wet her bed. Her body began to shake uncontrollably. After this episode, she went to a neurologist who diagnosed her with temporal lobe epilepsy. This is a disorder that causes seizures, loss of memory, and experiencing visual and auditory hallucinations. So keep that one in mind. Just want y'all to know everything before we get into it.
Before we dive on in.
Before we dive on in.
See, every time I say something,
stop. You repeat it. They're going to forget what I just talked about. If y'all forgot already because he had to complain, it's basically that she has epilepsy. Okay, so. Stop it. Soon after Annalise started seeing the devilish, the devilish hallucinations, she would see demons and faces she looked at or people she passed on the streets. She would hear voices telling her she was damned. After 4 years of medical treatment, her condition and mental depression worsened. She and her parents were convinced that demons or the devil himself had possessed her. Annalise began showing an aversion to religious iconography. Okay. Are y'all still there? They're gone. So, basically, an older woman that was a friend of the family noticed that, let me turn my page since I'm not using technology tonight. While on a pilgrimage with Annalise, she said that Annalise smelled hellishly bad. She refused to walk past a certain image of Jesus and would not drink water from a holy spring. So there was something else that tipped him off. Annalise and her parents sought out priests to help with her possession, but all the clergy they approached rejected their request. They all said she needed medical help, and plus they needed to have permission from a bishop in order to perform the exorcism. At this point, Annalise was getting worse and worse. She would rip her clothes off her body. She compulsively did 400 squats a day, which same. She crawled under the table and barked like a dog for 2 days straight without stopping. She would eat spiders and coal. She bit the head off of a dead bird. And she licked up her own urine off of the floor. Finally, they found a priest who believed it absolutely was possession. The priest's name was Ernst Alt, Father Alt. Annalise wrote to Alt, quote, "I am nothing. Everything about me is vanity. What should I do? I have to improve. You pray for me." She also told him, quote, "I want to suffer for other people, but this is so cruel." Alt asked the local bishop, did I just call him Bishop?
Yes. Wow.
What a knot. Bishop Joseph Strangle. And he approved the request and let a local priest named Arnold Renz perform the exorcism, but it had to remain a secret. No one could know about it because exorcisms are not a thing you just do every day. You have to have special permission.
Obviously. From the Catholic Church.
Yes. So, here we go. Over the next 10 months, Alt and Renz conducted 67 exorcisms, lasting up to 4 hours.
Yeah.
During these sessions, Annalise revealed she was possessed by 6 major demons.
Did she speak in a language, too, that there was no way that she could know?
I mean, she spoke in Latin some. Like, it wasn't, you know, like Aramaic or anything.
Yeah, like in the movie, they said it was Aramaic, and she never had any, like, ever been around it, so.
Now, something I didn't write down, her mom did claim that Annalise did have stigmata. And I only found that in one source. It was a quote from her mom, but her mom said that she had the signs of from the hands.
Stigmata, another good movie.
Yes, that is a great movie. I love that movie. But where the...
where he was nailed to the cross.
Yes, where he was nailed to the cross. Thank you, in his hands. Okay, that bishop is going to get me.
Something is.
Yeah. Okay, so 67 exorcisms lasting up to 4 hours, and she was possessed by 6 major demons. The demons are Lucifer, Cain, Judas, Hitler, Nero, and Fleischmann.
How do they know?
Huh?
How do they know who was the demons?
They told him. When they were exorcising her, that
I've never heard of an exorcism with those people.
Right? Like, it's crazy.
That's like the most major,
yeah,
freaking things you could be like.
And in case y'all don't know who those people are, I did write it down. Lucifer, obviously the devil. Cain, as in Cain and Abel. Cain killed his brother. Judas was one of the original 12 disciples, but the only one that betrayed Jesus. Hitler, I hope y'all just know who Hitler is. There was just too much to write about him. Nero, he was known for debaucheries, political murders, persecution of Christians, and was rumored that he played a fiddle while Rome burned in the Great Fire.
Kind of like Hitler.
Yeah, I mean, him and Hitler would probably be buddies.
Well, they were in the same body together.
Well, we'll get to that. Hold that thought. Fleischmann was excommunicated from the church in the 1500s for bad behavior. And I looked it up, and there wasn't really a lot on Fleischmann. I wanted to see what that bad behavior was. But it really didn't say much, because when I did look his name up, it was like, oh, one of the demons that possessed Annalise. And I was like, oh, well, that's not what I need. But, apparently, he was not a nice guy. So, Father Alt was shocked because Annalise would have no way of knowing who Fleischmann was. And as a matter of fact, the priest would sit there and actually hold conversations with these demons, which is insane. They would just sit there and talk to them. Now, I did find a lot of what the demons said, but if I were to go over it, it would probably take the rest of the time we had. So I'm not going to. I can post it and y'all can read it on Instagram. I did take screenshots and you can see what the demons actually said, and I will do that. But here's a little snippet. The demons would argue with each other. Hitler would say, "People are stupid as pigs. They think it's over after death, and it goes on." So that was Hitler right there. And this kind of made me laugh, okay? Judas would say, "Hitler has a big mouth and no real say in hell, and no one likes him." So basically, it reminded me of Mean Girls. And Judas was basically saying, you know, he's not even a real demon. Why is he here? You know, like, why is Hitler here? Nobody likes him. So that kind of tickled me a little bit when I saw
tickled
that.
Your fancy.
Tickled my fancy. So as time went on, Annalise kept getting worse. She was biting herself, and she would bite others. She broke the bones and ripped the tendons in her knees from continuously kneeling in prayer. So what she would do is fall to her knees on the ground. and get right back up and do it again. And she would do it over and over and over until it broke her knees, both of them. And you know what she did after that?
What?
She continued to fall on her knees over and over and over. And it wasn't her doing it. So I heard that her parents would try to put at least pillows or something underneath her to help take the pain away. But before she hit, the pillows would slide across the room and she would hit the ground again with her broken knees and messed up tendons. So that got me. Kneecaps are just a thing I have, and oh my goodness. So she would have fits and beat her head against the wall, which resulted in her family tying her up. She refused to eat anything, saying she was not permitted to eat, and they assumed she was not permitted by the devil. By now, she weighed 80 pounds and exhibited great strength. She threw her sister across the room like a rag doll. She would talk about dying to atone for the wayward youth and the priest of the modern church. And on June 30th, she had another exorcism, and she only said one thing, quote, please, absolution. On July 1st, her family went in her room and found her dead. She was 23 years old, and she died of starvation and weighed 68 pounds.
Did the parents get in trouble?
Yes, they do. After she died, her parents, Joseph, Anna, Father Renz, and Father Alt, were charged with negligent homicide in her death. The prosecution argued that had they gotten her medical attention, she would have survived. They also said her epilepsy and psychosis explained her erratic behavior, and also because of her diminished mental state, it was her parents' responsibility for saving her life, even though she was an adult. Okay, so I'm going to stop. Guys, here's the thing. I have epilepsy. And not once has my husband, Troy, ever seen me bite anybody. You know? Well, you've never seen me bite the heads off of dead birds. Not recently, anyway. Just, you know, I get that because I know after a seizure, when I've had seizures, I would end up with a concussion and I would not remember things because I would hit my head.
No, it's because I would hit you.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, it's you don't remember things and you do things that you don't remember, but it's not that extreme, guys. It really isn't. And, you know, I just wanted to put that out there because this is ridiculous that they're trying to blame it just on her epilepsy and her mental health. Let's see. The defense came back showing the autopsy report for Annalise. It revealed that she had a healthy brain with no damage caused by seizures, not even a microscopic level, nor did she have dilated pupils or ulcers on her body, which are frequently found on victims of starvation. In the end, they lost and were sentenced 6 months in prison. Father Renz and Alt were given a 3-year suspended sentence. As long as they behaved themselves for the next 3 years, they would have no jail time. And they had to pay for court costs.
Huh.
So, that is my story of Miss Annalise Michel. And, oh, cool. I thought that was going to run over.
A.K.A. Emily Rose.
A.K.A. Emily Rose. The parent or the mom I know did not approve of the movie. She wasn't very big on it.
Are they still alive?
Oh. From what I saw, the parent, I didn't see where the parents had died. But she actually died, I believe it was 1976. I didn't write the, 1976, I believe. So her parents, I mean, if they are still alive, they're about to die. I mean.
You don't know that.
I mean, yeah, I do know that.
People don't die of old age.
I mean.
In Yellowstone, we learned this the other night. People don't just die of old age.
What do they die of?
It's got to be something that kills you, whether it's microscopic something to a big old grizzly bear. Quote it. That's quoted, by the way. Kevin Costner's.
Is it Kevin Costner or John Dutton?
If you let me finish, Kevin Costner's character.
You are not going to say that. I won't. Okay. So, yes, that is the story. And, guys, yes, please go out and watch that movie if you get a chance, because it's still a really good movie, and it does have some key points in there.
Hey, not to sound insensitive or whatever, but, like, you know, you hear of possessions, and it's like a demon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But someone being possessed by multiple demons, do you think those demons ever fought each other inside that person's, like,
consciousness?
Like, and then Satan would come in and be like, y'all calm the hill down.
Calm down. I mean, clearly Judas was not happy being in there with Hitler. Judas had his little girl gang, and, you know, they were not proud to have Hitler in there. But the quotes that I have, the demons were basically, just to go over it, they were basically saying everything today is going straight to hell and everybody is going with it. And I think it was, like, all the demons wanted to talk, and then it showed Cain, and Cain was like, I killed my brother, I'm in hell now. And that was all he said. And I was like, he didn't really care to be there. But Hitler was all about it. He was like, let me have some time to air out my business. So, I get it. I get how Hitler would kind of be annoying.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just never thought, I know you hear about Judas and all of them. You don't think about them being demons now, though.
Mm-mm.
You know? That's what got me. So, I don't know if it was more...
What's the criteria to become a demon? Like, you die and go to hell.
Like, I bet you have to work your way up to be in Lucifer's favor. You have to be his favorite. I know that. Right?
I don't know.
Be his right-hand man.
I don't know.
And didn't... I was just thinking of that movie Little Nicky, where Hitler had to have a pineapple shoved up his ass daily.
You and your language.
Stop! That's not a bad word. So, are you looking at what it takes to be a demon? Okay. All right. Because I wonder, because that one episode, you were like, how do you make a deal with the devil? You're so funny. So, what was your favorite Thanksgiving food that I made the other day or yesterday?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
I like the yams. Those are so good. It's like having dessert while
it's
you're...
It's probably the same stuff you're going to make for Christmas.
I hate doing a Christmas dinner.
Let's do prime rib Christmas.
Let's do nachos.
Only if we have a chocolate fountain.
Yeah, obviously. So nachos and chocolate fountain for Christmas?
I don't care.
I'm loving that idea, and that is my favorite thing you've said all day today. Other than let's record. Hello, are you there?
I'm listening to you.
Wow. All right. So, as I said, I will post those quotes from the demons up on the Instagram at Supernatural Smut Podcast.
The Instagram.
And then, if y'all have any ideas or want to submit any ghost stories or anything like that, Gmail us at supernaturalsmut1@gmail.com. And which I have been getting made fun of for saying that now, since you brought that to everybody's attention.
The Exorcism of Emily Rose is actually on Amazon Prime for free right now.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Can we watch it?
I guess.
We own the movie, but I'd rather just watch it on TV. Okay, yeah. So, guys, watch it on Amazon Prime right now if you can. And if you can't, get your friend's password and watch it that way. So...
That's illegal.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Shut up.
Netflix is cracking down on that big time.
Stop it. Snitches end up in ditches, okay?
I'm not giving you my password anymore.
I'll just change it. It's fine. Your password. What was it? And the kids kept asking. We've changed it, y'all. The kids kept asking, and it was Nards. And every time they'd ask, we'd have to tell them. That is not our password, so do not try, guys. Also, go to Twitter. We got a follower on Twitter.
The Twitter?
On the Twitter. We have 8 followers, which is awesome. I'm so excited about that.
Did you send a chirp?
I don't know what a chirp is. But I had a notification today when I actually went on there and checked, and I hit it. I figured somebody said something we were following again. And somebody actually liked our stuff. And I was like, I wonder if they feel sorry for us and are just doing that. But we're just, it's a win. Win, win, win. So I was excited about that. I guess that is it. Send those ideas in and we will talk to you guys. Oh, wait. I had somebody ask me why we didn't post on Wednesday. Y'all, I fell asleep and I'm sorry. I know we were going to, but I was tired. So that's why we did a really good one tonight. So I'm sorry, friends. I apologize.
But all your fault.
I know. Everybody have a wonderful rest of the week.
Carmen Bra.
Yes. And what was the other? Oh, fuck you, Kyle. And that's going to be my new language thing. That's my new thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It is. So everybody have a great week and fuck Kyle. And would you like to say goodbye?
Nope, not now.
Why?
You need to watch your language.
I will watch my language. That's just my new catchphrase.
No, there's children listening to this.
I hope there's not children listening to this. Don't let your kids listen to this, guys. Okay. They're not going to.
No, that's all that.
All right, friends. Y'all have a great week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Sailor Jen.
How do I stop it? Did I hit that?